current plans are that we have a fantastic 65-acre site at Milton Keynes Hospital, which we know we can develop and build on over the next number of years to make sure that we keep pace with the growing population that we serve. We have got the new radiotherapy centre opening shortly. Obviously, that's not new beds. We have plans for an additional couple of wards on the hospital site before the new hospital opens. And of course, when the new hospital does get built, that will bring us around about 200 extra beds for our population. And if you think that we probably grow by about 15 to 20 beds per year, that hopefully gives your listeners a sense that that will secure additional clinical capacity for the population of Milton Keynes for at least the next 10 years.
And that's in line with the current development plans, is it, for the area?
Absolutely right, yes. That's the women's and children's services, as well as all of the elective services that are going to be put into that new hospital building.
Right, so that sounds like good news.
It's good news, and before we get more questions on the development of the hospital site, I should also say that we have plans for a 500-space car park.
Right, because that's always the next thing. Absolutely about where right. Is everyone going to park?
Yes, that's completely right. So it's not just about the clinical space, it's also about making sure that as we employ more staff and more patients and visitors come to our site, they can park.
And in those development plans, Joe, what is there for women and children?
We know at the moment that the maternity services in Milton Keynes Hospital are really cramped and they're built to 1980s standards. The new hospital allows us to provide modern 21st century facilities and around about half as much space again from what we have today. A good example, our neonatal unit where we care for very sick new babies. We currently have 16 cots in there and only two places where parents can actually stay with their babies when they're very sick. The new hospital allows us 24 cots, and in each of those, the parents can stay with their sick baby. A really, really important part of, we know when new mums and new babies come together, we have to make sure that they spend time together.
Brilliant. And part of these expansion plans and looking to the future must be the use of technology. I know that I've seen several news articles over the last few months about how technology is modernising the hospital. I believe you've had a robot in recently.
We have had a couple of robots. I think it's important to say it's not technology for technology's sake, but we know that we have got around about 150,000 people using the MyCare app, which connects people into Milton Keynes Hospital and allows people to look at their appointments and get letters automatically. This is then about clinical procedures that can be done using a surgical robot. We are, would you believe, little old Milton Keynes is the highest user of surgical robotics of anywhere in Europe. And we have done some fantastic work to get Milton Keynes on the map for being technology savvy, for being great at delivering up-to-date clinical care.
Brilliant. And I guess the best thing is with robots is that they don't go on strike.